did Embarking and elsewhere, and I was with Margaret also embarking on that campaign. My position on the alternative vote is that I'm for it, and I will campaign for it in a referendum as leader of the Labour Party. But I want to take your question more widely, just briefly, because the truth is that in this debate about immigration, there is not just Embarking elsewhere. People are right to say that immigration was raised on the doorstep, but we need to go beyond that. And the way you go beyond that is by looking at the underlying issues that were causing people's concerns around immigration. And we all know what they were in this room, and they're the issues we need to deal with. They're about living standards and wages and what is happening to people's pay, because immigration is a class issue, and we should say that. Secondly, it's about housing and social housing. And we know we didn't do enough on housing. I take my share of responsibility for that. We did a lot on decent homes and upgrading people's homes. We didn't do enough to build homes. Final thing I'll say, as a child of immigrants myself, I think we should always be incredibly careful in this debate in immigration. So yes, let's talk about it. But we must never get into a bidding war on immigration, because it's a war we cannot win. Accountable, because you have to get more than 50% of the vote, but it retains the constituency link. And I think the constituency link, having one class of MPs with a constituency link, one member, 60, 70,000 constituents, is an incredibly important part of our democracy and holds people to account.